This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois Commerce Commission has approved a rate increase for Illinois American Water customers. A statement from Illinois American Water says the increase was requested to cover the cost of infrastructure improvements. But Jim Chilson of the Citizens Utility Board says the higher costs are putting too much strain on customers.
People deserve clean water. They also deserve to be protected from skyrocketing bills. So, you know, that's why we want state reforms that will secure both for customers. Before this rate hike, there were people telling us that they were worried about showering because their bills were so high.
Chilson says the board will pursue legislative changes aimed at lowering costs. The company serves Illinois residents, including those in the Chicago suburbs. A new study from Northwestern and Princeton universities found that misinformation makes people feel moral outrage at a higher rate than factual information. The report also found that moral outrage has the potential to blind its consumers to red flags that might have otherwise given them pause before sharing. This means people are more likely to share the article without clicking into and reading through it. This applies whether or not the misinformation is political in nature. The study found bad actors are sowing disinformation and animosity into Americans' minds. It cites a particular Russian group called the Internet Research Agency that did this during the 2016 and 2020 elections. The study was published in the journal Science. A teen from Belmont Cragin has earned the highest SAT score in the history of the Noble Charter School Network. Jaime Cano, who attends Pritzker College Prep, says math is his strong suit, so he focused on honing his reading skills for the exam by memorizing a 400-word vocabulary list. On the big day, he prayed that all his years of studying would pay off.
And on the exam, I felt at peace. My heart was definitely pumping. But what surprised me is that I was able to stay calm and collected. And I think the Lord did what I asked for.
He was also surprised to learn he scored a 1550 on the test, as well as a full ride to Stanford University, where he will study mechanical engineering. He says his dream is to work at NASA. New coach, same result for the Bears. They lost to the 49ers 38-13 yesterday. The Bears failed to show up in the first half under their new interim coach, Thomas Brown, with just 4 offensive yards to San Francisco's 320. Brown did not mince his words after the game, saying the team got their butts kicked.
There's no other way to say it. We always be straightforward, honest, and open about things that transpired. We're going to do a better job of putting a better game plan on both sides of the ball.
The Bears have lost 7 in a row. Their record is 4-9. They'll be in Minnesota next Monday night to play the Vikings. Some more things you should know today. Syrian Americans from the Chicago area rallied downtown yesterday to celebrate the end of dictator Bashar Assad's regime. The Sun-Times reports several hundred people filled the Congress Plaza garden, singing in Arabic, dancing, and waving large 3-star Syrian flags. The flag predates the Assad government and was adopted by the revolutionaries that overthrew it. Revelers say his fall felt like, quote, a dream. One described it as a, quote, feeling of freedom that cannot be explained. Downers Grove-based Hearthside Food Solutions will pay $4.5 million to put an end to a child labor investigation by the state of Illinois. The Illinois Department of Labor and Attorney opened a joint investigation into Hearthside, which was named in a New York Times investigation into migrant child labor last year. The company produces fresh and frozen packaged foods for other food companies. According to the Chicago Tribune, Hearthside filed a motion on Friday asking the court to approve the proposed settlement agreement with the Illinois agencies. Today's weather will be mostly cloudy with the high reaching 50 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting cloudy skies to remain, but for temperatures to dip down into the mid-30s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.